Talking about some high school basketball here. Looks like yesterday in Arkansas in the 2A2 district tournament at Marshall, Mammoth Spring girls fell to Marshall 52-48, led by Molly Corbett with 18. The Mammoth Spring boys got beat by Cedar Ridge 72-57. They were led by Aiden Matheny with 22. And the Izzard County girls beat Cotter 43-40. The Bears and the Lady Bears ended their season last night. ECNN's Mike Robertson was there.
Mammoth Spring Lady Bears were upset in the quarterfinals of the 2A2 district tournament at Marshville, losing to the host Marshville Lady Bobcats 52-48. Three Lady Bears scored in double figures, led by Molly Corbett. The senior finished with 18 and then 11 apiece for Bethany Robbins and for Kaya Kane. The Mammoth Spring boys also were eliminated in the quarterfinals as they lose to Cedar Ridge. Final was 72-57. Bears were led by Aiden Matheny with 22, 17 for Richard Gatewood, and 14 for Colton Boddy. For Bears basketball, I'm Mike Robertson on the Ecom Sports Network.
And in the 1A2 at Concord, the Calico Rock boys beat Timbo 55-41, and the Viola girls beat Norfolk 52-42. And in the 1A3 at Hillcrest, it was the Mark Tree boys beating Maynard 60-43. In Missouri yesterday in boys action, it was Thayer defeating Ava 55-45. West Plains beat Marshfield 89-72, being led by Aiden Judd and Jared Kraft with 25 apiece. Van Buren beat Koshkonong 89-47. Hartville beat Gainesville 73-53. Liberty got a win over Salem, Missouri 77-74. Mountain Grove beat Willow Springs 62-55. In girls basketball yesterday, it was Thayer defeating Neelyville 53-33. Van Buren over Koshkonong 61-25. And Bakersfield beat Dora 44-37. Today in high school basketball in the state of Arkansas, and the 3A2 at Mountain View, they're playing for the quarterfinals. It'll be the Salem girls playing Valley View, the Cave City girls play Bergman, and the Cave City boys play Mountain View. And in the state of Missouri in boys basketball, it'll be Alton hosting Couch. And talking about some college baseball from yesterday, Arkansas State fell 7-6 to number 16 Ole Miss in walk-off fashion Tuesday evening. In college basketball, we're going to cover the schedule here for today. It'll be number 20 Arkansas. They're at number 25 Alabama. Missouri is at number 18 Vanderbilt. Missouri State hosts Kennesaw State, and Missouri State West Plains is at St. Louis Community College. And to talk about that 3v3 basketball tournament for grades 3rd through 8, boys and girls, it is scheduled for Sunday, March the 1st. The tournament will be hosted by Coach Tom Barr Basketball Lessons at the Jimmy Carroll Sports Complex in West Plains. The tournament will allow teams to have up to 4 players maximum with an entry fee of $60 a team. The deadline for signups will be on February 25th. To enter a team in the tournament, call or text Jared Barr at 417-293-3577. And there's a growing buzz in the NFL after a major transaction Monday involving former Kansas City Chief wide receiver Tyreek Hill. The Miami Dolphins released Hill after 4 seasons with the organization. The move comes after Hill played just 4 games during the 2025 season due to a significant leg injury that reportedly involved multiple ligament tears. Following the news, at least one prominent member of the Kansas City Chiefs made it clear that he would welcome a reunion. Defensive tackle Chris Jones posted on social media tagging Hill and writing, "It's time," sparking speculation about a possible return to Kansas City via free agency. Hill was originally traded by the Kansas City Chiefs to Miami after the 2021 season when a contract extension talk stalled. The Dolphins signed him to a 4-year, $120 million deal that included $72.2 million guaranteed. During his time in Miami, Hill earned 2 AP All-Pro selections and recorded a career-high 1,799 receiving yards during the 2023 season. Hill took to Instagram on Monday, saying he intends to continue his career despite the serious injury. The former Chiefs 6th-round draft pick will turn 32 in March. No official moves have been announced regarding a potential return to Kansas City.